It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Central Time, it's our weekly look at Congress. We'll talk about how the legislature is changing as more women and minorities join its ranks.
But first, while the world's attention has been riveted on Ebola in recent months, a new report out today from the World Health Organization says there's another infectious disease that should be on our radar, tuberculosis, and the global burden of TB is higher than previously estimated.
The WHO says the new numbers can be attributed in part to better data collection. They estimate that 9 million people developed TB in 2013, 1.5 million died from it.
Mandy Slutsker joins us to help put these numbers in perspective. She's Senior Associate for Tuberculosis at ACTION, a global health advocacy partnership. Mandy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
The World Health Organization says the number of estimated cases of TB has increased because of change to their data collection methods. Can you talk about where the difference comes from and how these numbers may be more accurate?
Yes. So it's not that there's more of TB than before. It's just more that we know about now. Previously, all of the data had been collected by countries that report to the World Health Organization the number of people who get TB in their country. And this year, with support from the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, as well as USAID, there's been funding for new surveys called prevalence surveys in countries which use a more rigorous analytical method to try and track new cases of TB. And they've discovered that we've been wrong the entire time.
Now, TB isn't a disease that is on many people's radars, at least in the United States, and hasn't gotten the headlines that Ebola has gotten. Why is it significant that 9 million people estimated to have it worldwide?
It's significant because it is an infectious disease that spreads through the air when infected people cough or sneeze. And each person who's infected with TB usually goes on to infect an average of 10 to 15 people each year. And because we're all connected by the air that we breathe, TB anywhere is TB everywhere. And it doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't respect borders, and it affects people in the United States and around the world.
How would you compare tuberculosis to other infectious diseases around the world in terms of severity and mortality rate?
TB is among the most severe, and it kills 1.5 million people each year. The thing that's different about it is that it is preventable and it is treatable, and it's atrocious that we allow 1.5 million people to die each year from a preventable and treatable illness. Another thing about TB is that it's been consistently underfunded and underprioritized, which is why the disease keeps outpacing our attempts to control it. In the report that you mentioned, the World Health Organization reports that there's a $2 billion gap to fight the disease. And it's time that our government and the governments of the world come together to invest more in fighting tuberculosis.
How do you treat and prevent tuberculosis?
So you prevent tuberculosis in the same way that you would prevent the flu, in that it spreads through the air, so it's important that infected people, you know, cover their mouths and get on treatment. You treat it using a combination of different antibiotics that are taken for about 6 to 12 months. And if you're anyone like me, you can imagine I have trouble remembering to take a daily multivitamin. So taking an antibiotic, let alone multiple antibiotics, every single day for 6 to 12 months is quite difficult. And one of the reasons why the disease is so bad is because it is difficult to treat, and it's causing a lot more problems than if it was just like strep throat, where you could take a simple course of antibiotics.
Why isn't TB getting the funding that it needs globally to fight it?
I think it's because TB is a disease of poverty. It has been historically, even though anyone can get it. And because it's a disease of poverty, it makes it easy to ignore. It doesn't affect most of us, so we don't think about it. But really, it is a disease that is a major problem in the world, and it's unusual in that it can live in your body without giving you any symptoms. And a third of the world, that's about 2 billion people, are walking around right now with tuberculosis bacteria in their body. And each year they have a 10% chance of getting sick with active disease. So it's really important that we take action now.
If someone has a case of TB that's gone untreated, what are the symptoms?
It's usually coughing, night sweats, unexplained weight loss, and fever.
And that can progress to lung failure, I suppose.
Yes, but TB can also, because it's a bacteria, it can infect anywhere in the body. So it could go to your knee, it could go to your spine, but it most often attacks in the lungs.
Now, it's been reported that TB is the second highest, we have the second highest rate of it after HIV. Are the two linked at all? Do we see higher cases of TB where we see cases of HIV that are also high?
Very much so. So TB is actually the leading killer of people living with HIV/AIDS. And 80% of the cases of TB and HIV occur in sub-Saharan Africa. And we're seeing an emergence of tuberculosis in areas that have been most heavily affected by HIV/AIDS.
Now, one of the cases that we've seen from the Ebola outbreak in Africa has been that when there is an infectious disease outbreak anywhere in the world, that the rest of the world needs to sit up and take notice a lot sooner and to be invested in the containment and treatment of that disease. Is that same case just as applicable for TB as it is for Ebola?
Yes, it's just as applicable for TB. With public health, you get what you pay for. And if you don't invest in proper health systems, and if you don't invest in tuberculosis programs and the new tools that are needed to diagnose and treat the disease, then you're going to continue to have outbreaks around the world, and it's going to remain to be a huge killer, even though it is preventable and treatable, unlike Ebola, which is, at the moment, there is no treatment.
Now, the CDC has reported that the number of TB cases in the United States is at an all-time low of 3 cases per 100,000 people. Who's most likely to be affected by tuberculosis here in the United States?
It really could be anyone. I think over half the cases occur in 4 states, New York, Florida, California, and Texas. So if you live in those states, I think you'd be more likely to get it. But it really, because it lives in your body for so long before you usually get sick, it's hard to tell when you might have picked it up. People who travel tend to be a bit more at risk.
What is the most effective tool that we have in the fight to eradicate TB in the future?
One thing I find very exciting is a new tool to diagnose TB called GeneXpert that is able to diagnose TB in under 2 hours, and it can detect if the disease is resistant to some of the antibiotics used to treat it. And that has been rolled out extensively in South Africa, and as a result, more people are actually getting diagnosed with TB. Now, the problem is we're unable to keep up with the amount of people that are diagnosed and treat them. And the World Health Organization reported in this report today that there are 39,000 people around the world that are on waiting lists for drug-resistant tuberculosis medication.
How would you like to see citizenry, people, governments, health officials reacting to this report from the World Health Organization?
I think people need to react by investing in tuberculosis programming worldwide, not just here, but around the world. Also investing in research and development for new tools. But there are things that average citizens can do to get involved. The organization I work with, Results, is a citizens' grassroots advocacy organization working to empower individuals to exercise their personal and political power for change. And we have chapters throughout Wisconsin, I know in Madison and Milwaukee, as well as many other cities in the United States. And we teach citizens how to become involved in politics and how to engage their elected officials, whether it be on tuberculosis or other diseases of poverty. And so I encourage the listeners to visit results.org and learn how they can get involved.
Mandy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Mandy Slutsker, Senior Associate for Tuberculosis at ACTION, a global health advocacy partnership.